This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Hope you're well today. Thanks very much for your company. I was in one of the swimming pools in Reykjavik recently. I forget which one it was, but I was taking a look at the notice board outside the pool where lots of people advertise various events and other things. And my eye was caught by cheerleading classes, or a poster for cheerleading classes here in Iceland. And I thought, I didn't think there was such a thing as cheerleading in Iceland. I've mentioned this to a couple of people since, and they came to the same conclusion. They were quite surprised to learn that cheerleading happens here. So I thought I would find out more, and I'm with Jeva in the dance studio in Reykjavik, who's going to tell me more about the cheerleading that takes place. Are people surprised, firstly, when they hear that cheerleading happens in Iceland?
Yes, definitely, yes. We still get people coming to us and saying, like, oh my God, we've been looking for this, like, few years, you know, and we couldn't find anything. So we are so lucky, you know, to finally find you. And we've been here for quite, you know, few years. So yes, it's still interesting, you know, how information, little by little, reaching people. But there are still a lot of people who don't even realize that finally cheerleading is also in Iceland.
Yeah, but so there are people that come to you who say, we've been looking for this.
Exactly.
Yeah, so a demand for it then.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. So what do you offer here?
So we have cheerleading groups for kids from 6 years old until 15 right now. We've been performing with adults cheerleading team, but we are making some break for a while. So mostly now we are focusing to kids cheerleading. And since we have to build it, you know, from the very zero, from the very beginning, you know, here, and it takes time to build, you know, this, you know, all these skills that needed for cheerleading and to, you know, train kids.
Yeah.
So little by little we are building it, we are building strength, we are building community and the team, and the main goal is to now grow, you know, kids who will be maybe in the future also cheerleading coaches here in Iceland.
And so who do the kids cheerlead for? Which sports, which teams?
Actually, if you would take a look to other countries, you know, for example, in America, cheerleading is associated with the football the most.
Yes.
Where I came from, I'm originally from Lithuania, we are crazy about basketball. So here in Iceland, I also try to bring the kids also, you know, to perform into basketball games. And the one will happen actually this Thursday. Also, kids are going to perform in Haukar, a basketball club. Mm-hmm. So the main focus now is maybe to basketball games. Mm-hmm. But we are always open, you know, to any other opportunities to perform in football, handball. Doesn't even matter.
Big one, yeah.
It doesn't matter, you know, where we can go, you know, and support any kind of, you know, activity, sport activities, because cheerleading is kind of, you know, part of it, you know. In other countries it's very normal, you know, everyone knows that, oh, cheerleading is a part of this team, you know, that about a part of this entertainment program, you know.
So how does it work then? Does a sports team come to you and say, we need some cheerleaders for an event?
Sometimes we do have clubs contacting us, you know, to ask like, hey, we saw this, we would like to have you, but most of them also just change their minds or something happens that it doesn't really happen. But also, I'm as a coach, you know, I'm trying to find places to perform for kids. So I'm just contacting the clubs, you know, finding some events. I think here in Iceland, it's one of the challenges that we have to face, that as a cheerleading team, we don't have much places where to perform.
Yeah.
So we need to put some effort, you know, to find those places.
But that helps you and it helps the sports teams as well, who maybe think, hey, we could have a cheerleading team. That's maybe not something they'd thought about before.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. What makes a good cheerleader then?
First of all, you have to be a good person at first. Because cheerleading is not only about, you know, the strength and flexibility, the tricks that you, you know, can make. But it's a team you know, work. So you have to be good at first as a person. You need to learn how to work as a team, you know, mate in a team. Mm-hmm. You need to know how to support, you know, each other. We really are focusing on empowering each other, you know, on a positive environment, you know, supporting each other, mm-hmm. rather than, you know, competing against to each other. In cheerleading, there is no such a thing of competing in a team, against each other. So I think the first thing, you have to be a really nice person by yourself, you know, at first, and just to know what is, you know, good, what is wrong to do.
I know nothing about cheerleading at all, as you can probably tell, so this might be a silly question, I don't know, but do you create your own routines for the teams, or do you work with the teams to create a dance routine, and is that different every time you perform?
So we have some dance routines that are, you know, the same. For example, in the basketball games, mm-hmm. We can bring there, you know, if we would go more often, you know, we could bring the same routines, but as far as we've been performing, every time it's a different routine and we create them by ourselves.
Yeah, and it sounds like, because you said at the start you had people coming to you saying it's great that this now exists, mm-hmm. there are kids who really want to do this.
Yeah, definitely.
Is this something that guys can do as well, that boys can take part
in? Yeah, of course. There is probably this kind of misconclusion, you know, that this is only for girls, for ladies. But guys also can take a huge part in this. And there is also different kind of cheerleading. So we basically focusing on performance cheer, and we are putting the stunting elements. So this performance cheer is more about the dancing technique, some jumps, spins, turns, leaps, and so on. And we also add some stunting, you know. So guys are really, really good, you know, in the stunting part because of, you know, their strength, and they can really take a big role there.
Yes. We said as well that people think of this as a very American activity, a very American sport. Here it is doing really well in Iceland. Is it spreading to other countries too?
It is. And when I came here to Iceland, I started to look for a cheerleading team to perform by myself, just to dance, you know, there. And I was very, very surprised when I realized that there is no such a thing. I've seen that there was one, you know, team for American football. But they just separated because of the coach leaving the country. So for me, it was a surprise, you know, like, what? Like, how it is possible? Because in my country, in Lithuania, in other countries, I know a lot of, you know, people from other countries. It's very normal. It's very natural, you know. Yeah. There is a basketball team. There are some dancers, you know. Every, like, for example, Lithuania. Since I'm from Lithuania, I can talk, you know, on behalf of Lithuania. We have this kind of belief that every club, sport club that respects himself, they have to have, you know, dancers, cheerleaders in their games. So it's really big, you know. So coming here and figuring out that there's no such a kind of thing, it was a surprise.
Yes, but now there is, and that's fantastic. And we're having our conversation on Tuesday morning. I think it'll be Tuesday afternoon when you hear this conversation. Mm-hmm. When can we see then? When can we see your teams? When can we see your kids performing? I think you mentioned you've got a show coming up or a performance mm-hmm. coming up.
Yeah, so we're going to go now on this Thursday to perform in Hukar, in Asfalir, in Hafnarfjörður, so you can see kids dancing there. This is the the upcoming event now, which is like scheduled, but we also having like twice a year our own kind of like competition exam for kids, for students, you know, to like, it calls Iceland Cheer Cup, where kids are coming to show their skills that they have improved during the season. So we organize this kind of event, and it will be in spring. And also there is a new competition coming here in Iceland. It's gonna be in May, which is in our plans to go there. It's a dance competition, but not exactly cheerleading, but we still want to go so people can see, you know, that cheerleading is here and it's It's a thing.
And it's not
here.
Going away.
No, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned before, there are not a lot of opportunities, you know, to perform. So we're trying, you know, to take everything what is possible at this moment.
But it's growing.
It is growing. And actually, one big step for our team this year is that two of our athletes are going this year to Latvia to Open Cheerleading Championship.
Okay.
They are going to perform there for the very first time in real, you know, cheerleading championship. So it's really, really amazing and big step for our team.
So if anyone's listening to this, maybe their kids are interested in getting involved in cheerleading. We'll put a link up to your school and all of that on the page accompanying the show. But what are the age limits for the children?
Our groups are now from 6 years to 15 years old.
To anyone in that age group?
Yeah, but we're looking forward to expand, you know.
Okay.
Always.
And if someone is interested, they don't need any experience if they want to join up and come along?
They can start, just whatever they want, you know, and we have different groups. For example, this semester actually we just opened new program for totally new in sport kids. So for those kids who never done any gymnastics or acrobatics, you know, for them it can be very hard, you know, to catch up in a regular group. So we have different levels groups and kids can come.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time today. I now know something that I didn't know 15 minutes ago, which isn't just that cheerleading exists here in Iceland, but that it's doing really, really well. So details of all of that, as I say, on the page accompanying the show from RUV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RUV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RUV English Radio is daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RUV.